all over the United States. Right now, while we're here in California, what's 3 or 4 hours early, the churches, many churches are packed, thousands of Christians say supposedly seeking the Lord. Worship and praise services all over the United States. People raising their hands and saying, what a wonderful service. Going with their flocks and herds out to seek the Lord. But if there's lust that's unchecked, he said, you can go and seek all you want, but I'm not there. You make all the noise you want, but I'm not there.
The little town of Bethlehem looks like another silent night. Above your deep and dreamless sleep, a giant star lights up the sky.
I'm not going to stay around while you toy and play with your lust, when you've had prophets point a finger at you. The Holy Ghost has dealt with you time and time again. You've had the word, you've hardened your heart time and time again, and you're on a free fall, and God's saying, stop now! Stop!
For the king has left his throne and is sleeping in a manger tonight, tonight.
It's amazing. Some of you sit here right now, so bound. My heart bleeds for you, and I sit with tears and brokenness in my heart. You've got that thing that's latched itself to you. What's it going to take? What's it going to take?
As a city with no room for its king.
But if the fear of God won't do it, what's going to do it? What's going to do it if the fear of a holy God won't break that? If the word, you hear it, and it won't break it, you won't let it break.
A little town of Jerusalem looks like another silent night. The Father gave His only Son, the way, the truth, the life had come, but there was no room for Him in the world He came to save. Jerusalem, what you have missed.
And God says now, the time clock is starting.
The Savior of the world,
you watch what happens. God says, all right, now I'm going to fade with a moth. There's going to be invasion of moss, and there's going to be rust on all sides, and decay and rottenness. I'm going to send an invasion. The moth! What does the moth do? It comes and eats silently, without a sound. And that moth has been eating away at our economy. It's been eating away at our moral standards. It's there. There's been decay. There's been rottenness.
United States of America looks like another silent night.
Been eating away at our moral standards. It's there. There's been decay. There's been rottenness.
As we're sung to sleep by philosophies that say the trees and kill the children.
We created an all-American Jesus, that fun Jesus who loves the Dallas Cowboys and drinks and just a good old boy. We concocted this all-American Jesus in our perverted thinking. But now God says, enough. He said, the moth has been there. You've been invaded with the moth. There's been the rust. Now I'm going to accelerate it. And there's going to be distress and affliction on all sides. You're going to fall. One, two, three. It's going to fall on all sides. The next thing I believe on the calendar.
America, what will we miss while we are sleeping? Would Jesus come again and leave us slumbering where we?
And why is God allowing it? He said, I gave you prosperity that the goodness of the Lord would lead you to repentance. Instead, you ran off in your lust. You wouldn't seek me. You ran off to the Assyrians. Now, I'm going to send distress upon distress, hoping that one last time my people will begin to seek me with all their heart.
Will we be sleeping?
Now we're shut in with the Lord, just perceiving His presence and saying, Lord, tell me what's on your heart. Oh, Jesus, share with me so I can get up Sunday night with the people and I can just let it flow and I'll know it's you, Jesus. What is it that's grieving you about your children? What is it about me? What is it about my family, our staff, the church? What is it that grieves your heart, Lord? And oh, so clear. David, no one's really seeking me. You're not seeking me. You're not seeking me like you should. With all your heart. He said, seek me while I'm near. Seek me while I be found. He's saying there'll come a time you can't find me. I'm going to have to hide while these calamities are on the earth. You won't find me, not because he hides from those who seek him. But he said, you're going to be so wrapped up in your own things that you won't even see me if I were there. You won't find me. You won't find me. You know, when these things begin to happen, people are going to run to psychiatrists and psychologists. They're the even though we have a dear sister here, I think she's saying that the only answer is through Christ. She knows that. She preaches that to all of her patients. Tell you what, God's going to get our attention. He's going to get the attention of his people. He's going to shake you. He's going to shake me. He's going to shake our families. He's going to shake everything that can be shaken. He's shaking the stock market right now. He's going to shake the Persian Gulf now. He's going to shake Iran. He's going to shake Israel. He's going to shake everything. He's going to shake Russia. He's going to shake the whole United States. Oh, brother, sister, it's coming. We are on the verge. Prophets have preached it. I've preached it for years. And now there's a sense that it's coming. And we're so close. Why aren't we on our face? Why aren't we? Why? Why are you parked in front of a television set when Jesus is about to come? Why? But I tell you something. God is saying something to the church right now. You'd better start seeking me, the Lord's saying, while I can be found. You better do it now. Because the time's going to come that you won't know where to go. You're not used to going to him. You're not used to seeking him. So used to calling a friend. So used to just sitting there in your despair. God says, learn to come to me. Seek me. And that's all I hear from God now. Seek me, David. Seek me. Every spare hour, seek me. Let him call you fanatic. Reach out. Feel after my heart.
United States of America. Looks like another silent night.